Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the regular Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Today is Tuesday, November 26th, 2024. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
6:22 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we get a roll call?
Jennifer DeRoche. Colleen Germain Ezzo.
Present.
Michael Gray.
Present.
Kristen Mancini Wright.
She's.
Tina Pirelli Silkoff. Tina, she's there, so I just has to unmute. Oh, we'll pass for now. Bomini Patel.
She's excused.
Jose Rivera.
Present.
Issa Simmons Derby. Ashley Simon.
Present.
Laura Wabno. Laura, are you there? You're here.
I hear something.
Laura, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. And Tina Sokoff?
Yes.
Okay. Record should reflect that we do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Additions, deletions, corrections of the agenda, adoption. We are going to move item number 6, replacement of chillers at Derby Middle School, request for transfers and additional funds by the Board of Education, discussion and possible action with item number 7, financial update from the finance director. Is there anything else? Correct. Okay. Public portion, item number 5. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, good evening. Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. You lucked out because you're late. I was able to sneak into the meeting.
There you go.
What I wanted to seek, being that you're having financial update, I listened to the MFAC meeting the other day, and it seems like the software is still challenging at best. They still have not merged with the Board of Education software. So I would ask, is it possible that you could have a review to see if there is software that both systems can utilize that would be better than what we're running now? We're only a year into this new software, so merging or transitioning would be much easier than going year after year and then having to recreate things. I know that there's much more work being done manually because the software is not functioning up to the speed that it was wanted. When it was represented to the Board of Aldermen in the beginning, it from sitting there in the meeting, it was clear that they were representing the tax office portion of the software, not the accounting portion. And it sounds like it's failing terribly. So I would encourage either to create a committee or approach the Board of Aldermen, but have a conversation.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number 6. Financial update from the finance director, Brian Hall.
Good evening, everyone.
Good
As
evening.
Karen mentioned, we did recently have an MFAC meeting on November 20th. I'd like to share a few of the topics that we discussed that evening for those of you that did not listen. We are currently working through the fiscal year 2024 audit. The preliminary estimate is very positive, and I do expect at least a $1.2 million surplus due to all of the hard work from this committee and the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. The decision to use the ARPA funds to rectify the previous administration's budget shortfalls for underfunded employee benefits, higher sanitation collection expenses, and overstated tax collection rate assumptions were very difficult, but necessary. This should help reverse the trend of almost $4 million in budget deficits over the last 2 years and will help increase the fund balance to roughly $3.8 million. As Karen also pointed out, there have been a lot of challenges with the new accounting software and staffing shortages in the tax office, for which my team had to cover for, which unfortunately have delayed the audit timeline. You know, we also need some more time to try to fix the numerous deficiencies that were identified in the last audit. I did set expectations with MFAC of a goal of Q1 2025, which is still many months ahead of last year's completion date. But we'll require extensions beyond the end of the December due date. I'll move on to a fiscal 25 update. So while the current year is still early, I have no major concerns to report at this time. The police contract negotiations are going well, and I hope that we complete soon so that the renegotiated police outside work rates can go into effect and have a positive impact to the budget this year. The removed ARPA funds will need to be allocated to existing services and expenses. Those funds need to be utilized by the end of the year. I think initially the thought was we were going to encumber them for the Greenway Bridge, but we haven't made enough progress getting an actual RFP in hand. I do not want to lose these funds, so I will be going to the Board of Alders in December requesting that we use what's left for some of our existing expenses. There's some other things to talk about just to remind everyone what some of those ARPA expenses may go toward. You know, we have had a problem with our budgeting the last few years as far as things that were expenses on the Board of Ed side that should have been budgeted on the city side and were not. That's roughly cost us about $225,000 over the last few years. We've talked about this ad nauseum with the Board of Alders. They have approved these funds the last couple of years. We're going to have another issue in this current budget because this was identified after the budget was struck. So we will have to find this $225,000 this year for the security guards, the insurance buyouts, workers' comp, and unemployment. We do have the working balance of $131,000 that's currently unallocated, but you know, this will be something that we will be likely come up in the next Board of Alders meeting. I think the other good news is you know, we're well on the way to starting the sale of a few of these city properties. The Board of Alders approved a broker, and we met with him recently, and some of that will start. We do have a large target of almost $750,000, which is very aggressive. So we will see how that plays out, but I am excited that this is well on its way. And you know, long term, right, we've got to build up the grand list base. So it's really less about necessarily how much money we get for these properties and more about what's going to happen with these properties to reduce the blight that's going on in the city, as well as, again, you know, some more investments and development so that the grand list can grow and we won't have any you know, potential tax increase challenges in the future. I think those were the main things I wanted to talk about and that were discussed at MFAC. So I don't know if anyone has any questions or anything else. Great. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry.
That's so quick.
So I just had a couple of questions on some of the expenses. I'm looking at finance services, 53,105. That's budgeted for 10,000. Currently, the actual is 22,244. Do you know
Sure.
what's happening there?
Well, I'll research that and get back to you. I don't know off the top of my head. There certainly could be some geography going on, but let me dig into that and I'll follow back up.
All right. The PZC Engineer Services, it's on page 9, 53,410. It's only a couple thousand dollars, but we're only in.
Yeah, that one for sure. I did find a problem with geography. There was some expenses that should have been coded somewhere else. So that we
So that'll
fixed. That will get that.
that will
That you'll
change in the
notice a
next.
change in the next
All
update.
right.
Yeah.
On page 13, playground 51,964. The budget is 91,50. To date is 16,435.
Right, so that's typically related to our summer program. I'll follow up with our Parks and Rec director on that one to see, and certainly if that is the case,
I mean, a
we'll have
department as a
to
whole is substantially
right, but
correct.
then we'll have to request a
You have to,
transfer
exactly.
and then move the money around.
But just wondering too, if this is something where this is going to be over budget like this every year, you just kind of want to get into a better budgeting practice of budgeting what you actually need each year from year to year, so.
Well, absolutely. And we are approaching budget season.
You're right.
I'm very happy that we've got these actuals and that we can talk about this. I think that's
Right.
a change and something that continues. So I welcome the analysis and I'll certainly follow up and get some answers for you.
The last one I have is animal control on page 15. The budget there is 54,500, and that's at 60,000 already for actuals.
Yeah, so that one I believe is a it was a contract change that happened. We
After the budget
utilized
time.
after the
Yeah.
budget was shut
Yep.
in, but again, that's something that let me get it, and then in the next meeting we can talk about a transfer that would likely have to come out of that working balance to cover some of these items. At
Okay.
least the ones like this that aren't under anyone's particular control and they can navigate within their own budget.
And like you said, having the actuals and the variances is so much more helpful than we've had in the past. So I appreciate your work in doing
Definitely.
that. And I don't mean to nitpick, but just want to keep an eye on things because again,
Sure.
when we get to February, March, April, when we're budgeting, and these
Yeah.
things start to rear their ugly head, and it's like, well, wait a minute, how are we 80 short on this? 80,000 short on this here when, so trying to stay ahead of some of these problems.
No, absolutely. And looking at the trends is important. As we said, we have to look at our legal fees where we are running a little hot, and we'll have to make sure we're keeping an eye on that.
Yep. Thanks, Brian.
Great. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Brian? Okay, thank you. Item number 7, active, were you making a presentation on this or?
I can give you background information and Jim can give you background and Brian can speak to the funding.
Good evening. Appreciate everybody's time tonight in placing this item on the agenda. We've had a long-standing issue since the building opened, which predated myself, but certainly since I've been here as well. Issues with the chiller, what's called the chiller system, which is the HVAC system at the middle school. And The company that originally installed that, designed and installed that system is no longer in business. Any of the contractors we've had out over the past decade to do repairs on that system have all indicated that it's undersized for the building, and that's part of the problem, is trying to heat and cool a building with something that's undersized. There's been several attempts over the past years to remedy those issues, including replacing, and Jim could explain maybe even further, piping, size of piping from the chillers to the system itself, that have not resulted in changes in terms of efficiently heating and or cooling that building, and any consistency classroom to classroom with regards to temperatures. And what we're experiencing most recently is a day in October, end of October, and another time beginning in November, and as recently as last on the 20th, November 20th, the first two incidents in October and November, we came close to having to close for the day as a result of coming into a building that's that was about 53, anywhere from 48 to 53 degrees at 5:30 in the morning, watching it every half hour as the temperature rose, because the system failed to come on, failed to notify appropriate staff that it had not come on, which resulted in us having to possibly close for the day, make it up at the end of the year. I do want to say publicly thank you to our staff who arrived in the building early, and it was still in the 50s, stuck it out, and eventually the building did get up to its appropriate temperatures, but it was monitoring classroom by classroom for 3 hours until that happened. But so we run the risk of that happening again throughout the year now. And the problem is putting more Band-Aids on the system is something we want to try to avoid, as opposed to upgrading the system to the proper size chillers designed for some, to be able to produce the heat and the cooling for a building that size. The cost we've received in terms of the quotes on that is $360,000. It has been in our capital plan under the title chiller at $358,000. But we need to ask this board if there's any way we can expedite the purchase of this. Working with Brian this week, we've been able to identify funding in our current budget. So it's not adding money to our budget, but funding in the current budget that will cover the cost of these systems, assuming the quotes that we've received are still accurate. As recently as today, one of the quotes from Controlled Air would be good until January. If we wait until January, those costs are going to, according to them, go up significantly due to industry costs that they're aware of. As it is, as we stand here tonight, it's a 32-week wait time to get the equipment in, which will put us to the summer. So we will have to place Band-Aids on the system between now and the summer, but the longer we wait, right now would be July 7th. If a decision was made tonight and I can notify the company tomorrow, it's still July 7th. So any more time, which I fully respect this committee's need to have time to make a decision if that's what they need, but it just puts us out further into the summer to book this work before we open up next school year. So, but Brian can explain further really where the money is in the current budget and what accounts that's under. If we move forward, again, the total cost at this particular time is $360,000 to get this replaced.
So there are a few legacy funds that, you know, you can see them in our audit. That one is got 168,000 in it for the middle school project, capital project fund. Otherwise, roughly $6,000 for the system-wide school capital improvement fund. So you know, these funds have been out there. They're arguably for these purposes. However, that would still leave, you know, the Board of Ed short about $182,000. In our current budget, there's a citywide properties line item for $200,000. Historically, that line item has been used to acquire properties, demolish properties, and the like. While budgeting $200,000 last year, it was about $19,000 that we ended up spending out of that account. This year, there's currently, we haven't spent anything yet. I think there's really nothing planned. And the city, with a lot of the great efforts from the mayor and our new corporate council, have done a tremendous job on the blight side as far as collecting fines and really bringing in a lot of capital for that. That capital is being set aside in a separate fund to be used for the same type of things, for demolishing buildings, for acquiring properties. So, you know, that there's, I think there's roughly a little over 100,000 last I checked on that current fund. So while maybe not exactly how it has been proposed or used in the past, it is there. I wanted to make everyone aware, and it is at your discretion to decide, you know, if and how you want to use those funds. So is there any question on that piece?
Did we go out to bid?
We have quotes. It would have to go out to bid. The controlled air is on the state DAS website, which is one of the items that would preclude you from having to go out to bid. But personally, with something this at this cost, I would propose going out to bid, even though you may not have. We could add one more piece to the financial part of it.
There is a possibility of another round of funding from the state out of the bond commission for HVAC projects for schools. While we have requested to go before the board prior to be able to submit for that grant, because there is a match funding, it would reimburse the city 76.07% of the total cost of the project should we be successful in going for that grant. But it would require a decision by the Board of Aldermen in order to submit the grant that they would would approve the match funding. While our proposal now is to use the funds out of the accounts that Brian has identified, those last two rounds of that grant allowed for reimbursement to cities who had already spent money on their HVAC projects. So should that be the same as they have been historically and were successful in applying and receiving it, we'd be able to receive that money as reimbursement at 76.07%, where that money could be put back into those same accounts or any other line item account that this board determines.
Do you have any idea of when you'd hear back?
We don't know when that next round is even going to be released. There's been talk of a third round.
So is it definitive there will be a third round? Or
I, with the bond commission, I would be hesitant to ever say definitive. Even when things look good, sometimes you have a new legislature coming in, there could be people with different opinions on what has been done in the past and what should be done moving forward, and whether that money would be when and if that money would be released for future HVAC projects. But there has been talk of it only. I could share that a third round would be coming, but we have not heard, you know, definite or when.
And as far as going out to bid, like what kind of time frame would that be looking at if that was to be a consideration?
It'd take a few weeks to get out. So I took control there, did their bid. It took them about 14 days to get it back to us.
And we have one from JCI as well.
JCI.
So we'll have two. It's just looking for a third at this particular time.
Okay. But technically, we don't have the one from JCIS. Is that
correct? I don't have it physically have it yet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You have an idea when you might get that one from GCI?
I'll follow up with JCI tomorrow. They're normally pretty good turning it over.
Mm-hmm.
By next week, I can have it.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board as far as updates to the chiller system, either for Brian or Dr. Conway? Hearing none, is there any motion on the floor?
I think my only thing is I would want to see at least one more to compare to. And if we're already talking July 7th to even have a unit, I don't think we're going to one way or another be at a loss. And we're already into the summer. And if we're able to get it in the next couple of weeks, that doesn't take us out of the running with control there because you have them until January. Financially, just as a process, I'd like to see a third too. Because if we can get it done a little bit cheaper, and again, I'm not saying cheaper is always better. And when you do have a contractor who is on the preferred list from the DAS, they're usually very reputable and they're very fair. So I don't want to say Central Air is probably, or Controlled Air is way out of the league, but I'd like to see what ballpark we're playing in here before we commit those kinds of funds to a project that, again, it's not going to be until the summer anyway. We're going to have to do the band-aids, like you said, Dr. Conway. You know, that's part and parcel right now for the system, unfortunately. And, you know, I do think it is a priority for the simple fact that with the new indoor air quality regulations of having a minimum and maximum temperature where kids can be in a building, it does tie your hands a little bit. So it is definitely a priority, but again, we're talking about, even if we made that decision tonight, it's July 7th before we even get this item to put on the building. So either way, we're putting band-aids in here anyway to get us through the end of the year. So I'd rather go through the process and really find out what the prices are and be able to compare, make sure it's apples to apples, and that we're getting something that if we're going to put this money into, we're going to get the life of it too. You know, because you could put a 200 ton unit in, if it's not done well, we're back at this table 5 to 8 years from now, and it's going to be more expensive. So that's just my two cents.
Jose here. I'm looking at the quote that they gave us. You know, this, and the pricing on this can actually go up from the work that's not included. You know, we're talking about overtime. And, you know, any repairs to existing piping and ductwork that may not, that's probably existing, that may be changed. So this price can actually go up. There's not a locked in price. We're looking at this quote that they gave us.
That's a good point. Does that quote include the contingency? Or is that just straight?
No, they list the things that it doesn't include, and that would be
Really, the issue seems to be it's really on the outside of the building. The ductwork is in place, the piping is in place, and that's all properly sized.
So that's part of the issue, is the ductwork and the piping sized correctly.
The chiller's not able to, right.
Everything's calling 100%.
Yeah.
I can't get discharge temps to under 75, 80.
Okay. Yep. So really, okay. It's a matter. Sorry.
No, I think Laura's trying to
oh.
raise a question. Laura, is it possible to talk louder? Because you're coming in very,
Can you hear me now?
It's better. It's not great.
Well, since I can't get up through the window, I always thought unless things have changed, you'd have to get 2 to 3 quotes. Has the rules changed?
Laura, I'm sorry, you're coming in very faint. We're not able to hear you.
I think she's asking about the RFP process and the three quotes, right? Which is what we've been talking about, and she's correct. We do need three quotes at a minimum. The finance committee could meet and discuss if they felt that it was appropriately advertised, and if the RFP process was adequate for this particular services. So assuming we can get those quotes, you know, I'd be happy to convene that meeting and make sure that that's reviewed and discussed with the committee.
I will say, and I believe this is the same for the Derby Public Schools, the policy usually states that if it's a preferred contractor from the DAS website, the board could waive the process of the RFP to go with a contractor. But again, I think because we're already looking at July 7th, why not just do the process and get the best price we can get?
No, I 100% agree, especially something that with this cost, you know, Roll Air does currently service. And getting another eyes on it.
Laura, did Brian adequately cover your question?
Yes, he did. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other questions, concerns from this board? Okay, then at this time, I think we're going to table this matter. If you could come back with three quotes, that would be great. And I do think, you know, it probably, like, we should be getting quotes, right? That, like, Jose did raise a good question. If, like, the quote we're getting is, does it cover everything, or could there be the possibility of added charges that aren't included in there? And is there a way to further nail it down? Because it seemed like there was, you know, several things on the bullet listing.
Yeah, because like what contractors, you know, at the end of projects or during projects, we can get hit with change orders that can raise prices dramatically. Any they start opening cans of worms, and you know the prices could just go up, and that's just with any contractors, unfortunately.
It's the risk with any project.
Exactly.
So we just have to know what that risk could be. I don't think any contractor would not be able to put a dollar amount on it today.
And I would be curious to see if, you know, any of the other companies putting in a bid would have the same number of bullets, that things not included, or would it be one or two, or would it be 20?
Yeah, because what if we say we approve this at 360? And then they come in with a change order for 150,000 more, or even 50,000 more. And then we're back on the board asking for $50,000 more.
Like, I don't even know what the front end DDC tie in. What is that? It's not covered.
That's the tie in to the building, the ABS's building management system.
Okay. But that would have to be done.
Yes. It would be able to use that system, which is, if I recall, that's the same system they didn't purchase.
Correct.
When they built the school, we did use funds out of the committee account past years to purchase that system, be able to monitor the turbines and the chillers in terms of their efficiency and how much electricity it's actually generating and sending over to the high school and so forth. But that was software. That was a system that was available, and the system was installed that wasn't purchased at the time. So that's the system we're talking about tying into. So it would appear this to be an additional thought. Could you tie into that system?
And it does.
On a new chiller, depends what is needed for them to tie into.
Yeah, I mean, it does have self-controls, back neck capability for future tie-in. So I would even say maybe you go back to controlled air too. And then when you get these other quotes, say,
yeah,
you know, we really want to tie this into a BMS.
I want to take the same approach, not a mistake, but this you took maybe previously, but I don't know the initial cost, but at the time that building committee, you know, might have run out of money.
Right. But it's also important to have a BMS to be able to monitor these things. So, you know, you could have a pipe burst or you could have a boiler go down. And if it's over a holiday break and it's cold outside and pipes freeze, you've got a much bigger problem on your hands. So it might be something worth investigating. I mean, this unit here that's quoted, it has the capability for that tie-in after the fact. So maybe that's something down the road, maybe you're budgeting in capital for, or, you know.
I think that maybe it wasn't. I wasn't here then. Maybe that was the approach they originally took with the system, but never did it.
Right.
Because things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So of course.
Hopefully, we make the right, I should say, a different decision this time.
Right.
Get it done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to set out to get three quotes. And hopefully go back and narrow down the listing. I don't know. It would seem to me if maybe even if Air Control knows that you are going out to bid to get, you know, additional quotes, maybe it would be a more competitive process. And I don't know. I mean, this thing is so far outside of my wheelhouse. I don't know what the, but normally I think it does make for a more fair process. Okay. Any questions from you?
No.
Okay. Adopting a 2025 meeting schedule. I think the fourth Tuesday of the month are working fine, unless there's any other issues, concerns with continuing on that date. Okay. Hearing none, 2025 meeting schedule will be and continue to be on the fourth Tuesday of the month.
And I'm sorry, Madam Chair, is it your intention to meet on Tuesdays starting in February regarding the budget? Maybe you can't answer that right now, but I put that on there so that we could plan for 2025. If you're not sure, we don't have to, you can deal with that next month.
Yeah, I would doubt we would meet next month, but especially because
or next
of this,
next maybe, meeting or whatever.
Yeah, I would say probably January, right?
Yeah, no.
But the budget.
I mean, last year we put them in as part of the regular meeting schedule. So if you needed to add things to them for whatever, you know, other housekeeping things, you could do that.
Correct.
You don't have to, but. It's just helpful in terms of how the calendar's set up to kind of, no, you don't have to do it now. If you want to decide that later, you can do that too. Doesn't matter. But the regular one, we can just plug that back in.
Okay. Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Those are motions.
Okay, motion made by Jose. Is there a second?
Hear me, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion adjourned. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too. Meeting adjourned at 7:02.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.